Or in Simon Tov Ayin Hey, Siv Aleph, the Mechaber says, V'achakach yicha kezayis maror, v'yishkenu kulu b'charoses. Then you take kezayis of maror and dip it entirely into charoses. The Mishnah Berurah says, in order to get rid of any poison that might be in it, or because, and there are some places where they actually don't dip it in completely, rather they only dip it in a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah points out, the Dirsha points out, that why is it that we only have a takana to dip the maror into charoses during on Pesach, but the rest of the year we eat maror, and the Chacham didn't say that you're not allowed to eat maror, or you need to dip it in charoses first to get rid of any poison that may be in it. So the Rush says that since this dipping is for mitzvah purposes, so then the Chachamim were more concerned that there be no chashash takana whatsoever since you were doing a mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that since they established it as a chiyuv on the person, so they were concerned that they didn't want anything bad to happen because of a chiyuv that they placed on the individual, so therefore they said to be more careful. The rest of the year, if you want to eat maror and you don't want to dip it, so that's fine. But if we tell you you need to eat maror, so then we need to make sure that you don't get hurt by it. So the Mechaber says that you dip the maror into the charoses, but you shouldn't leave it in too long. Because we don't want the taste of the maror, the bitter taste of the maror, to get ruined, to be removed by the dipping in the charoses. And that's why you have to actually shake off the charoses afterwards. So important to be aware of that you do dip into the charoses, but you shake off the charoses. You're not actually eating the charoses with the maror. You say the bracha of achilas maror. You don't do a seba because it is zecher l'avdas. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you want to do a seba, you would be allowed to do so. The Mechaber continues, v'achakach notel matzah shlishis. Then you take the third matzah in order to be able to do mitzvah with every piece of the matzah. And you take you break off from that third matzah, you make a sandwich with that and the maror, you dip that in the charoses as well. The Rama says, the Rama says that there are those who say that you shouldn't dip it in charoses. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because you already fulfilled the mitzvah of charoses with the first dipping. And you don't have to be concerned about any eris, any poison being in the maror, since you're eating it together with the matzah. So it's not going to affect you. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim agree that the Minog is like the first opinion to say that you should dip even Korech into the Charoses, but if you have a Minog otherwise, then that's okay. And upon doing this, the Mechaber says, Omer Zecher LeMikdash Kehillo. You say Zecher LeMikdash Kehillo V'Ochlan B'Yachar B'Haseba, and you eat it all together while leaning. The Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on over here. The reason that you make this sandwich of the matzah, Kazai's matzah and the Kazai's maror, is to fulfill the opinion of Hillel, who held that the pasuk of al matzos umarorim yochluhu means that you have to have both together. However, and nowadays you would not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and maror by doing this sandwich, since maror nowadays, without a Karban Pesach, is only midrabanan. If you eat it together, then the tam maror is going to ruin the tam matzah, which is doraisa, and therefore you're not able to do that. So you have to eat the matzah separately from the maror first, and then we do the matzah and maror together just to commemorate the opinion of Hillel. And the heseba that's done is because of the matzah that you're eating. The Bar Halacha points out there's a little bit of a kasha saying zecher l'mikdash kehillel, because shouldn't this be a hefsek? Because between the bracha that you made and the actual eating of the sandwich. The Mechaber himself says that you shouldn't have any hesachadas at all. So how could you make the motzi matzah and have matzah, make the maror and have maror, and then instead of just eating the korech right away, you have a hefsek of zecher l'mikdash kehillel? And the Bar Halacha points out that he doesn't find anywhere this language of the Mechaber. They just say that the wrapping is zecher l'mikdash, but he doesn't say that you have to say zecher l'mikdash. So the Bar Halacha concludes that maybe it's lav davka, and you really shouldn't say zecher l'mikdash kehillel. And what the Mechaber means to say is, you dip it in zecher l'mikdash kehillel, but he didn't mean to say v'omer, and you really shouldn't say it at all. The other option is to eat the sandwich, and then say zecher l'mikdash kehillel afterwards, where it would obviously no longer be a hefsek, because he already fulfilled the mitzvah. How do you go about making this sandwich? So Rav Vosner writes that it should be done zeminaga olam, which is to have two pieces of matzah and the maror in the middle, even though the Sefer Vayaged Moshe points out from the language of the Shulchan Aruch that it sounds like you actually wrap the matzah in the two pieces of maror, which is a language of summary shonim as well. And therefore, we have two different ways of fulfilling this mitzvah of Korach, and everyone should follow their minog as to whether it's two pieces of matzah with maror in the middle, or two pieces of maror with matzah in the middle, or wrapping one piece of maror around one piece of matzah. The Mechaber continues, Umisha berach al achilas matzah. Once you make the bracha of al achilas matzah, lo yasiach b'davar she'enum inyan ha-su'udah ad she'yochah b'kri chazal. Once again, you shouldn't be distracted by anything else that is not related to the su'udah whatsoever, so you shouldn't be talking about anything else. Kidei she'tal berachas achilas matzah, berachas achilas marah gam l'kri chazal. So that the bracha of al achilas marah and al achilas matzah will go on the eating of korech. B'diyevit, if you did speak, so you would not need to make a new bracha, but it's best to do this to make sure that you don't have any hesachadas, any speaking about anything else from the time you make al achilas matzah all the way until you finish the korech.